This
is Mythical.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
This is Dispatches from Myrtle Beach with Charles Neal and my son, Link Neal from Good Mythical Morning. And just to remind all you Myrtle Beach out there, we're back to weekly full episodes.
That's right. So, every single week, we're giving it to you the same thing every week. Well, different stuff, but you know what I'm saying. Tell everybody.
Yeah.
Tell everybody. Well, you got to listen to this Dispatches from Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, you need to tell them because, you know, one time we were doing them every week, and then y'all kind of complained that we weren't doing them every week again, so we're back to doing them every week again, so get everybody back on board. Yep. It's time for the Belch Life Bulletin.
Oh, what is new in Myrtle Beach, Dad?
Well, Link, I was looking through some newspapers down here the other day, and it seems that where I live at, and down here at Myrtle Beach and North Myrtle Beach, that there's a lot of UFO sightings going on down here. And
this is in the paper.
It's in the paper. And it says UFOs in Myrtle Beach. Horry County sees a high number of reported sightings above tourist town.
Okay. Horry County. First of all, let's get this out. Horry County, does that start with a W or not?
No.
Okay, good.
H-O-R-R-Y.
Is this news to you that UFOs are frequently sighted over your beach?
Yes, it was news to me. I mean,
you have personally never sighted a UFO?
Absolutely not. No, I ain't. No.
Well, not with that attitude, Dad.
Well,
you got to be open-minded. You got to sound a little disappointed when you say you haven't seen a UFO. If you're ever going to see one, you got to change your attitude.
Oh, hey, if I see one and one comes down and wants to pick me up, I'm going to change my attitude. I'm going to tell you.
Oh, yeah. Well, all right, let's put a pin in that. Give me some more details, and I want to come back to this scenario of what you would do if you were taking it. But I do want you to understand my point. If I ask you, have you ever seen a UFO? And you're like, no, never. Like, of course not. There needs to be a shift in your tone.
Yeah, I got to act like that. Well, I think they exist. Is that what you
Yes, yeah, so, there we go. So we're going to try this again. So, Dad, have you ever seen a UFO?
Well, no, but it would be nice if I ever saw one.
I wish I could be able to
report it to somebody. Maybe. I saw one at Myrtle Beach, too.
Maybe you get in the paper. What did the article say? That was much better, by the way.
Okay. It says, a hotspot for UFO sightings. Data from the UFO Reporting Center shows that Horry County and the Myrtle Beach area are hot spots of reported UFO sightings, not just in South Carolina, but the entire Southeast.
And so you've never seen one, and have you heard of any of your friends seeing a UFO? It's the most common place to see them on the East Coast.
Well, this thing also, I don't know, but it says the county had the most total sightings of any county along the Atlantic Ocean and the third most sightings relative to its population across the southeastern United States, according to the center's data collected by Axis.
Okay. So the numbers don't lie. Of course, it doesn't prove that these are UFOs. It just proves that more people
Somebody's
have seen
seeing
it.
Something.
What is your explanation?
Well, there's several airports here, and there's several places close by that are Air Force bases or bases with a lot of airplanes that are flying and doing different things and all kind of stuff. But
those are identified, Dad.
But
when they report it, and it's like, oh well, that was a plane. That's an IFO.
Yeah.
Not a
I don't know. I mean, I reckon I might have to start paying a little bit more attention about what's going on in the skies around here and seeing if I can see something that's not necessarily you might think it ought to be up there. I'm thinking about this a little bit, and I have been standing on my porch and seen a little light far off somewhere in different areas.
And how is this little light behaving?
Well, it kind of moves around a little bit, going back and forth, but it don't ever get real close.
Sounds like you're describing a little light that's defying physics.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean,
could you identify this little light by its movements?
No.
So you could could you unidentify it?
You're going to have to stop a minute, Logan.
Yeah, that's fine.
I got to get something to drink.
He's gone.
Yeah, get some water.
I didn't get it.
Now, Dad, you can be honest.
All right, y'all can dock my pay for 30 minutes.
30 minutes? You weren't gone that long. I know what you're up to, Dad. You over there trying to figure out what you're going to say to dodge my questions.
No.
You're trying to hide. You've been probed, haven't you?
No, I don't.
Yep. That light, that little light defied physics right up your ass.
Oh, my goodness. Well.
Oh my goodness. Look at you. That's scripted. That was a scripted response from the aliens.
Yeah, I can't tell you everything that happens with me down here at Myrtle Beach.
You made a promise to the aliens. Did you sign an agreement?
They don't make you sign an agreement. They just
did they threaten you?
They threaten you and tell you we'll come back and get you, not never bring you back down here. So. You know, they can be pretty persuasive. Kind of like the mafia was back in the 50s and the 60s and the 40s.
Okay.
In the 40s.
You don't have to do any more fake coughing, Dad. We know the jig is up.
Well, you know, but there's really not any UFOs out there. There's not any. There's not any out there.
Yes, there are. I mean, there's so... do you know how big the like all the universe is, man? I mean, it's like the chances that there's something somewhere. It actually becomes likely that there's something out there. If, like you were saying, well, first of all, let me give my explanation. Your explanation was military. My explanation for why Myrtle Beach is the most spottings. I want to believe in UFOs, and I think statistically speaking, it's likely, but I've been told that the chances that people in Myrtle Beach are seeing them at a higher frequency is probably other stuff. And I just wonder, I'm just asking, maybe if there's a correlation between seeing UFOs in Myrtle Beach and the frequency of imbibing in Myrtle Beach. What percentage of the Myrtle Beach population is there to party? And you're outdoors at night. What do they do? What are you doing? You're partying, man. You're imbibing.
Well,
yeah.
Being you brought it up, that might have a little bit to do with what's going on, you know, because, I mean...
It's a tourist town.
Tourists come down here, and probably the first thing they do is stop and buy something to drink, and I ain't talking about Coca-Colas.
And what happens when you throw it? You throw it back, and when you throw it back, where are your eyes pointed?
Oh, you looking up in the sky.
There you go.
And then you throw it back about 10 or 12 times, and you throw it up one time,
right.
And you say, oh my God, that's a UFO.
Exactly. We've cracked the case, man. That's exactly what it is, dude. Does the article say that? The physical act of throwing back alcoholic beverages sends your inebriated gaze skyward.
No, there ain't nothing in here about that.
All right, let me ask you. So you were telling me earlier, if an alien or alien craft presented itself to you.
No, I'm just making that look good for the show.
What do you mean, making it look good for the show?
Yeah, so people get a kick out of it, yeah.
So if the aliens came, you would not hitch a ride?
Oh, I'd get right in.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So you were saying that sincerely.
Oh, yeah.
I would, oh man, I don't know. I'd have to trust them. They'd have to give me something that put me at ease. I think we'd have to build a bit of a relationship. I think it'd have to be multiple visits.
I don't know. Hey, sometimes you have to just grab the gusto while you got it. They might not come back if you don't get in there with them to start with. They may come pick somebody else up, and you just got left out and didn't get to fly around and see where they were from. And
if you think I'm going to come back later to give you a ride, well,
yeah,
you got another thing coming.
Yeah.
But I would need to have some sort of, I would be like, now, what am I going to be back for dinner or at least breakfast? Am I going to be back before Christy wakes up is what I would ask. If you can promise me that, then I'm going to go.
They'd probably get tired of me anyway because they couldn't understand what I was saying. So they'd bring me back to start with.
Yeah, it'd be hard to say no. I think we need to get ready.
Yeah. Especially, you don't live here. I do. I maybe I ought to be starting getting more ready than, and I mean, Angela Williamson, a Myrtle Beach resident and UFO sighter, created a Facebook page called Myrtle Beach UFO Sightings.
Okay.
The page grew quickly. The page quickly grew with others, locals, posting their own in the Facebook group. So, I reckon the first thing I got to do is get on Facebook, but that ain't going to happen.
Now, I'll get on a UFO craft, but I will not get on Facebook. You got to draw the line somewhere, Dad. I like that.
I don't do Facebook. I'm sorry, all you Myrtle Beasts out there, but you can't send me nothing on Facebook. I don't do it.
It's for old people, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I reckon there's a lot of old people, young people, everybody. Nancy shows me some stuff that's on hers, and I say, what in the hell? All these people put this stuff on there, but what they're cooking and what they're doing, who cares? I mean,
exactly.
But that's just my opinion. I'm sorry you Myrtle Beasts out there on Facebook, but
Nancy could join it.
Oh, yeah.
She could join the group, and then she could read it. She could roll over in bed and read it to you. That's what Christy does to me. Like, once or twice a month, she'll get on Facebook, and she'll roll over in bed and show me something. I'll be like, look up my high school friends. She talks to my high school friends sometimes. Sometimes. Because she's met them. It's like, that would be the only reason I'd be on Facebook.
Well, I have thought about the only reason that I might would get on Facebook, because when you get as old as I am, there's a lot of people that's my age is kicking the bucket. And that's always kind of somebody seeing something out on Facebook that so-and-so died. And I had a friend of mine call me today and told me about a man that used to work for me passed away, and another guy that I knew pretty well, he passed away. So, I didn't need Facebook. He called and told me.
Don't get on Facebook. It's a waste of time.
I ain't getting on it.
Now, TikTok, that's where you need to be.
It is.
Oh, yes. That's in no way, shape, or form a waste of time.
Well, maybe I need to... somebody needs to help me and get me on TikTok then. Yeah.
Not me.
Not you.
Nope. You know, you know what? You don't ask me technical questions. Half the reason we do this podcast is so you can bother Logan with like technical questions.
Hey, ain't that the truth? I'm telling you. Yep. How do you do this, Logan? Yeah.
I'll set you up.
I got a learning curve, so I mean that's just the way it is.
I'm not saying that I talked you into creating this show so that someone else could help you with computer problems, but it is quite a perk. And thank you, Logan.
You're welcome.
Well, hey, Logan, I'll tell you that I've got pretty good at a few little things when she and I had to get together. And
like what? What are you talking about?
Logging on the computer and pulling up our website. And
I learned that you know what Venmo is, and you've used it.
Yeah.
Oh, you have Venmo? You've been paid through Venmo?
Yes.
For painting?
Yes.
Who set that up?
I don't know. I think Logan might have helped me with her and Nancy both.
Okay. All right. When people pay you through Venmo.
I didn't like it.
Oh, you didn't like it. Do you get them to pay you as a friend or as a...
I didn't like it because they got about $46 of my money.
Hey, right. They take a cut. Unless you say it's just money between friends, and then they might put like a paintbrush emoji, but it's like, oh, we're just friends exchanging thousands of dollars. Yeah, I don't think that's it was, technically it was, for tax
it was
purposes.
It was several thousand dollars. So, if I do it again, I learn my lesson. I can add and subtract. And my daddy and your granddaddy give me that gift of being able to keep up with numbers and stuff.
Yeah.
So if I do Venmo again and I give those people a bill and they're going to Venmo it to, I know how much to add to it to make sure I'm still getting my money.
There you go. It's called a convenience fee.
That's right.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Have you been keeping up with Think It and Sink It, Mythical's daily Good Mythical Morning Trivia game? Available for free to every member, including, initiates?
You got it this time, not intimates.
Okay, let's start all over. Okay. Available for free to every member, including initiates, exclusively on the Mythical Society app. Well, it sounds like you should be. Download the Mythical Society app from the Apple or Google Play app stores and get your head in the game.
All right, so back to the aliens. I feel like that we need to be prepared, especially you. I want to prepare you.
That's what I was saying.
For the aliens coming. So I think that means a role play.
It's time for another edition of Let's Role Play.
So do you want to be the alien or do you want me to be the alien? I think I need to be the alien.
All right, you're going to be the alien.
Yeah, who are you going to be?
I'm just going to be me here at Myrtle Beach.
There you go. All right, so where are you at? You're walking on the beach at night. You got your flashlight. You're talking to yourself. What are you saying?
I'm saying...
No, just say it. Just a role play. Just get into character.
I'm walking on the beach. This is a good night to be... Beautiful night to be walking on the beach. And, I might run into a alien tonight or a spaceship here somewhere. I mean, this would be a good night for one to drop down and pick me up and see if this thing's really real. So,
foreshadow much? Okay. Yeah. You should be a Hollywood writer, Dad.
So yeah,
Charles Neal hears a sound. And exclaims,
"Oh, a spaceship has landed." Oh man. There it is. It's dropped down and put the portal down where you can walk up in it and look and see what's going on. Man, this thing's neat. It's all lit up. And I don't know why all these other people around here that's walking around out here don't see it. And they don't seem to even notice this thing.
Oh
man. Must have just picked me out. They must have knew I was receptive.
Goosh. Goosh, goosh, goosh.
Oh, good God.
Greetings, Earthling. I have appeared to you alone. Apparently, no one else can see me except you. How do I know this? Because you talk to yourself on the beach. What is your name, Earthling?
Charles Neal. From Dispatches from Myrtle Beach. Watch Dispatches from Myrtle Beach?
I do not understand.
Well, hold on a minute. I can show it to you. And I get my phone out and I pull it up and said, here it is. Dispatches from Myrtle Beach.
Do you happen to have a business card?
Yeah, I got a card for you too.
With the small talk and self-promotion. My time here is limited. Come with me on my ship for 15 Earth minutes to live a lifetime in the world of Zorg.
Well, let's go. If it ain't going to take but 15 minutes, I'm ready.
You're not curious about what I'm going to do to you or with you or at your expense?
Oh no, I hadn't been afraid of a lot of things in my lifetime, and whether or not you might could do some stuff to me that I might not would remember, but I'm going with you, and I'm.
Oh no, you'll definitely remember. It will be a alien lifetime of torture, probing, and analysis. But you didn't seem concerned, so you don't know.
I ain't too worried about being probed. I mean, I've been probed at the doctor's office and everything else. I don't think you can probe something that ain't been probed before, so let's go.
Okay, challenge accepted. Dad, let's just pause for a second. Dad, I just don't know about this taunting. Like, you got to make an informed decision. You're basically inviting. He told you he was going to torture you for an alien lifetime. Come on now. You got to put your guard up a little bit. There's got to be a little bit of negotiation here. A little tit for tat. A little, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours kind of a thing. Let's go back. Goosh, goosh. Greetings, Earthling. Who are you? Okay, self-promotion. Yes, Charles. Okay, I invite you onto my craft for 15 Earth minutes.
And you go, and there's not going to be any torture involved. If there's going to be any torture involved, I'm going to be doing the torture.
You are aggressive. You are an aggressive one. I will go back and bring my fleet. Hello, 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 hello. Charles, the aggressor has been identified. See, you pushed him too hard, Dad. Oh. See, you're talking, you talked a little too much smack there. There's got to be a middle ground, you know?
Well, there ain't no, hey.
It's got to be like, honey, you got to...
There ain't no middle ground with me. It's either I'm just the way I am, and I'm gonna talk to them the same way I've talked to people all my life.
So we're back in. I understand. Do I understand that your offer is for every time that I probe you, you get to probe me?
That would be yes.
Okay, deal. come on aboard. You can sleep on the couch, and we will awaken you in 15-minute increments, alternating between me probing you and you probing me in the anus, because all of our alien information is assessed through the anus. That's why they call it an assessment. Do you follow my logic?
We're probably going to have to stop this because I ain't going on your ship if we're going to be doing stuff with the anus. So that ain't going to happen.
I have corn dogs.
I don't like corn dogs. So.
How about how about collard greens?
I like collard greens, but they won't be as good as mine.
We play we play. I can play beach music.
Oh, but it's still, and I can teach you how to dance.
Yes,
but,
I would love that, Charles.
But there won't be no program with Dianus. I'm going to tell you, there just ain't going to be none of that. So you might as well pick somebody else to pick up down here.
Okay, and, goodbye.
There I go. I missed again. Nancy always tells me I'm too outspoken with everything that I do.
You scared the alien. You might have saved Earth, though. All right. Do you want to? Do you want to? You want to switch roles, right quick? Just for the hell of it.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace.
What's your name?
My name is Daryl. I'm from the outer space. Where I've been watching you.
He's from the outer space.
The outer space. And you heard us calling?
Yes.
Do you know if, like, briefs are really better than boxers?
We don't have to wear briefs or boxers.
Right. So you want to hang out later or what?
No, I've got to get back. I go in peace, though.
He comes in peace and he goes in peace.
Yeah, he comes.
All right. Look at me. I'm out here with my flashlight on the beach. Just, I'm looking for a little crabs. I bet you I could hear the sound of an alien ship land. Oh, any moment. Oh my goodness, look at that. It's a spooky alien ship. It's just landed in front of me. And the door's opening. What's this walking towards me?
Galoon.
He's got some galoshes on.
Hey, Mr. Man that lives on this continent, are you receptive to aliens and want to ride on my ship?
Yes, it sounds like are you stoned? Are you a stoned alien? It's like a Cheech and Chong UFO. Hey. Hey, guy. Yeah, bruh. What are we going to do? Just kind of like sounds cruise like, around the galaxy?
sounds like more fun than your alien.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know if you should be piloting that ship of yours right now.
Oh, no. I'm not piloting. I got a pilot, man. We'll be good. We're going to get on here and do some stuff that you ain't never done before. Come on, let's go and try this stuff.
Can you be more specific?
Well, I know how you people down here, you know, you imbibe with alcohol and then you do some marijuana and this stuff. I got some stuff, man, that's a lot better than that. It'll kick your pants off. Willie Nelson would think this is the best stuff in the world. I'm telling you.
Wow. You know Willie Nelson?
Well, we watch some stuff that he does, and we like his singing and stuff, but we like that stuff he does on the bus when he gets all his people on there, because we do that same kind of stuff too, man. Yeah.
Wow. What's your name, dude?
My name is Xanophaglocus.
Xanophaglocus. Hey, man, you're what I would call dope, dude. You're vibing. Okay. All right. You seem pretty chill. How long are we going to be gone? Am I going to be back before Christy wakes up?
You know, I'm gonna take you up here with us, but then when you get back, you're not going to remember anything, man, because if you remember all this stuff, your life here on Earth just would not never be the same, man. So you'll just have a wonderful time, but when you get back, it'll be a vanquished moment that you will never remember. And you'll be standing back on the beach, man, and saying, what just happened? Where did that 15 minutes go?
Let's do it, brah. And I get on the ship. And then in a flash, I'm back. What just happened?
Yeah. Oh, wow. That was different. That's two different types of aliens. There's probably all types, you know?
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
They got a hold to some good stuff. All right. Do you feel ready? You feel more prepared now?
I'm prepared. Yeah. When I'm, I may not let Nancy walk on the beach with me no more, but, because I don't want no alien to get her. So, but if it was my alien, I might.
Okay. And if I was probed, I won't remember it. So I think I'm good. All right. Yep.
All right. Well, I hope all you Myrtle Beach, if you live down here at Myrtle Beach, be watching out for all these aliens that's floating around in the sky down here. And if you happen to get taken off of one of these, you send me something, but rather be shagging at 53AOL.com so I'll know about it. But
oh, yeah. We want to hear some alien stories. Email us.
But it was fun having you all here with us today, and we'll be back next week for another one. And don't forget to click those follow and subscribe buttons wherever you get your podcast on YouTube. And while you're at it, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. If you got a question, comment, or story you'd like to share with me, email me at ratherbeshaggin53@aol.com. Have a great rest of your week, and we can't wait to spin your world around again. And I'll see you next week, Link. Love you.
I will see you too, and I love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Jennifer Galofagus. Wow. That's a hell of a name, Dad. That was wild. What was it? Do you even remember?
Xanthoglossus?
Xanthoglossus.
Xanthoglossus.
Xanthoglossus.